Marilyn Huckenpohler is with Cooley Camp. She helps those at or below federal poverty guidelines become self-employed. She says they've helped 9 of 55 people seeking their services in the past year start a business through their revolving loan fund.
We have about $200,000 that we have capitalized within our agency, and we loan money out to people from that fund at a 3% interest, 5-year return. And then as we get it back, we loan it out to people. So it's constantly coming in and going out. We have only about $20,000 right now that we're actually able to loan out. The rest of it is out.
Ted Parrish of Viroqua received a loan through the program to expand his music business. Parrish says he needed help after being turned down for a bank loan.
When I opened my teaching studio, I did need money to start that, and I did get a traditional loan for that. But then when I went to get a bigger amount of money to open the store, they denied that.
Marianne Markowitz is the Midwest Regional Administrator for the Small Business Administration, or SBA. She says lending froze at the beginning of 2009, but has since picked up significantly.
We created Recovery Act provisions and used Recovery Act funding to make program enhancements. And these program enhancements included an increase in our loan guarantees to 90%. We also decreased or eliminated many of our upfront fees on our programs, our two biggest programs, the 504 and the 7A.
However, SBA eligibility guidelines require borrowers to have reasonable owner equity to qualify, which may leave some entrepreneurs seeking help elsewhere. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.